Thank you, Bob. Is this hot? Yes. Thank you, Bob. Hi, my name's Mike. I'm an alcoholic. Oh, I'm in the wrong meeting. Well, maybe not. I don't know. Daryl, where'd you go? I'd like to thank Bob. I'd like to thank Judith. I'd like to thank all the activists here who helped make this happen. I'd especially like to thank Kelia Ramirez and Bonnie Faulkner of KPFA. God bless them. There you are. Stand up. Stand up. I'm going to hold each and every one of you responsible to let KPFA know that these two need a regularly scheduled show at a reasonable hour. Daryl, where'd you go? Daryl's here somewhere. There you are. Hi, we just switched. I was just back there looking at... Daryl and I did activist bonding about a year ago in Maine. We were invited to a conference at Bates. Was it Bates College or someplace in Maine by a guy who escaped from a Stephen King novel. And he promised all of 8 or 10 speakers, including Daruba Bin Wahad of the Black Panther Party, who had been in prison for 20 years, including Frank Erickson, including John Clark, who was a lawyer active in the Vince Foster case on the side of one of the good guys who got screwed over. We had some great speakers, and they promised us all our own individual room with a bathroom. And I said, that's great. So we get there, and what we find is the door is open. Here's your private room. And there were 8 cots in one room with one bathroom. And Daryl was much smarter than I was. He went and got a motel. I mean, Earth first, you know, and here I am, the guy in the suit, and I'm sleeping on the cot share in the bathroom with 7 people until the toilet backed up. This is the way you do activism. And we spent days riding around in cars with computers and suitcases on our laps, crammed, not eating, not sleeping. And this is the way great friendships are made. And Daryl is truly a hero, and I'm glad to have him here tonight. And thank you for all your good work. All right. This is, in case you don't know, I did Sacramento last night. We had about 600 people at the Crest Theater. And Bob put me up at the Hyatt Regency in Sacramento. And little did I know that Dick Cheney spent the night there last night. Now, for all of you researchers who love to do this kind of thing, if you're going to go down the road 10 years from now and find out that both Mike Rupert and Dick Cheney stayed in the same hotel together, therefore it must mean something, I will tell you no. No, I did not walk up to the Secret Service and say, hi, I'm Mike Rupert, can I talk to the Vice President? You know, I was tired last night, so I went to bed. And by the time I woke up, he was gone, and I felt much better. Anyway, this is the 7th lecture that I have given in the 9/11 series. We have done one at Portland State. God bless the city of Portland, Oregon. I swear, I love San Francisco. You're wonderful here. But there's some really psycho, wonderful, mad dog, clear-thinking activists who don't put up for any bullshit in Oregon, in Portland. And an alternative student newspaper called The Rear Guard at PSU did the arrangements of some great radio stations up there, KBOO, and even a very brave talk show host at KPAM, now a conservative Republican station, Sheila Hamilton, who lost her job the day before she was to put me on live in Portland. But we had 1,000 people turn out, and we had a message. And since then, I have done 2 lectures in Toronto, Canada, one in Kerrville, West Texas. We have done one in Los Angeles just last week, and they had to turn people away. And, of course, last night we did Sacramento, and I probably missed one, but I'm tired. I don't even know where I am. But I'm in San Francisco. I know that, and I'm glad to be here.